Seaver here with The Drive's Rockstar Interviews. This time, I am extremely excited to get Jason Bonham on with us. The mighty Jason is on the road touring to celebrate the life and music of both late father, the legendary John Bonham, and Led Zeppelin with Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet. That's coming up this Monday. That's December 3rd. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing really, really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I am excited about talking to you. Let's begin with the show.
Well, for those who haven't seen us before, this is something that I started 8 years ago now as a one-time deal. I never imagined going past 30 shows, let alone now I think we're at 300. It was one of those things that I suddenly realized it wasn't so much about me anymore, but it was... I could see what the music meant to the fans. This is something that I need to keep doing. I love playing the music, and it just carried on. It just one of those organically progressed.
Yes.
And as the shows carried on, like this summer, for instance, the last two summers, I put it into an environment where I never imagined, which was we were, got a 50-minute set opening up in broad daylight for Whitesnake and Foreigner, and then last year was Cheap Trick and Foreigner. And I just was blown away with the reaction that people actually got to the concert at 7 o'clock. There wasn't an empty seat. And it just shows and proves that how amazing, the music of Led Zeppelin is, and people want to hear it in a live situation.
It is quite a Led Zeppelin legacy. And I understand that you incorporate footage, photos, onto the big screen.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons why I actually convinced myself of doing it in the first place. Because I said there's a lot of bands that go out there and do great, great jobs at replicating Led Zeppelin's music. But I wanted it to be something a little bit more than that, something
mm-hmm.
special.
Yeah.
Something personal.
Yeah.
And everybody's reaction so far as when you come and see the show, it's one of those hardest things. You look at it on paper, Jason Bonham, Led Zeppelin Evening. Oh yeah, he's played with them. His dad was in Led Zeppelin. But when you're at the show, everybody that comes to see it comes to me afterwards and goes, "I get it.
Yeah,
I absolutely get it. I get it." He said, "You can't describe the feeling that you and the fans have together. It's very intimate. I talk to them and we tell stories, as well as showing like old home movies, involved with the songs. So it's a very personal, it's not just wham, bam, thank you, man."
Right. You're not just going to play the songs and leave the stage. There's some context. Yeah. And my question, I guess, now is your set list in constant change, or how deep into the Led Zeppelin catalog do you go?
Oh, we go very deep. The deal of being in the band is, at any given point, if I shout a song, you have to know it.
That's what I want to hear. Yes.
So it's one of those things. We started the tour off at 3 hours and 15 minutes in the showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of places that were like, that was a little longer than we thought. and I'm like, are you kidding? You're actually asking me to shorten the show.
Right, right, right.
So, it's quite amusing. But we do, at the moment, we're down to about 245, 250.
Okay.
So definitely go to the bathroom before you walk in, because we have no... there's no intermission. I always think the intermission, you get to a point of the show, and to take an intermission, it's kind of like...
Yeah, it brings it down. I mean, you've
got to do all the same thing again. It's like, so I always say, I try to plan the set, so we, in the middle... There's like, we go down to the, slowly get down to the acoustic side, or the epic, like, rain song,
mm-hmm.
which is what, 12, 15 minutes long. We do the whole, you know, Song Remains the Same, Into the Rain song, just like the movie.
Right. Well, what about the 27-minute version of Dazed and Confused? Are you doing it that way as well?
Well, hopefully. It's always that it's deciding which ones to pull out when we want to change it around.
That's tough.
That's the hardest thing.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing to do. Because you've got songs, you know, we go through it from, you know, Rock and Roll, the Celebration Days,
sure.
the Black Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Over the Hills Far Away, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, Ramble On.
Oh, man.
In My Time of Dying, as I say, Rain Song, Song Remain the Same. You know, Hey Hey, Going to California, Good Times, Bad Times, The Ocean. As I said, you suddenly, you know, you start going through it.
Yeah.
And we've still got another six songs to go at
sure.
that point.
When you play these songs, how close to the original do you keep it? I mean, those heavy Led Zeppelin drum parts. Do you go back and listen to the original recordings?
For me, it's a mixture of the original recordings and some of the best bootlegs from different years. Like to me, I love to reference the 73 Song Remains the Same live versions because I just think they're probably the most famous ones for the average fan. But the version of Stairway we do is probably closer to the 77 one where the solo is about 7 minutes long itself.
Right.
For me, Kashmir, I referenced my own performance of Kashmir from the O2, which was
incredible.
A reference of my dad.
Oh, my God.
Which was my dad's reference to Nedworth.
There are a few songs that Led Zeppelin never played live. Do you play any of those in your set?
Well, as I said, we do Hey Hey, which didn't even make an album. It was a B-side.
Right.
Good Times, Bad Times was never played live until we did it the O2.
And In Through the Outdoor, they never toured that album. Do you do like Carousel Ambra?
I absolutely love that. And I actually have a version of myself and Jimmy and John Paul rehearsing that.
Yeah.
Because that was going to, Jimmy said we were going to start the tour that never happened, the 80s tour part one.
Right.
When Dad passed, that was going to be the opening song of the tour.
What's your relationship with Jimmy, Robert, and John Paul Jones these days?
I mean, we're not like, it's we don't talk a hell of a lot. I mean, if anything, I speak to Robert, you know, every now and again.
Mm-hmm. There are two defining moments in your career, Jason. One was the Led Zeppelin reunion in 07 at the O2 Arena in London. The other was when you played drums with Ann and Nancy Wilson as part of the Kennedy Honors in 2012. Describe both of those.
The Kennedy Center Honors actually was so like thrown, we were kind of got thrown up there. I was just a surprise for the boys. So they didn't know I was there. And that's why Robert stands up and points and goes, "Oh my! How come? How did you? You know?"
Yeah, he didn't know you were going to be there. Oh man!
No, because literally he had just turned to Jimmy. He said to me this afterwards, and with a tear in his eye, he goes, "We should have invited Jason here. Why the hell did? Why is he not here?"
Yes.
And he goes, "And then you walk on stage,
and there he is. I'm getting goosebumps.
There he is."
Oh.
So, I mean, that was a very, very emotional thing.
That's great.
Me at the time, on stage, I couldn't hear anything. The monitors weren't working, so I had no clue what was going on behind me. So it was only when I watched it myself on the performance later that I kind of got choked up. Because at the time, it was like having the worst gig of your life. Whereas the other hand, the O2 show, I can remember it in slow motion. It's like from start to finish, every moment. I didn't want it to end.
Oh my
it
God.
Went so well. Everything, you know, there was only one mistake that I made in Days of Confused, and other than that, it was a perfect show for me.
Right.
So I'm very happy, you know.
I do a segment every night on my radio show. We call Stairway to Seven, where I play two Led Zeppelin tracks at the end of my show leading up to 7 o'clock. Jason Bonham, what are your two favorite Bonham Zepp tracks?
Well, I would actually, I'm going to go a little obscure for you here. I would go, for him as a drummer, I would say definitely play Hey Hey.
Okay.
And the other one would be Hots for Nowhere.
Hots on for Nowhere, one of my favorites from the Presence album. Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Because it's just, they're two dynamically different vibes, but you can tell it's the same drummer.
Perfect. Perfect. Last question. I know you ride motorcycles and you once competed in motocross. You ever get back on the bike?
I ride every time I'm at home. I already picked up my 2019 KX450.
Woo.
Already got. Now I have some friends in the business.
Yeah.
So it's basically got more factory parts on it than most of the actual current racing guys have on theirs. I'm a huge fan, and I just took up. I bought myself a bit of a track car, so I've been doing hitting a lot of laps. I went to Sebring, to Homestead, to Palm Beach Raceway, and my plan is to drive across the United States and go to every racetrack, all the famous racetracks.
Well, there's
because motocross is great, but as I'm getting older, it's a little harder on the body.
Yeah,
but the car racing, I'm highly competitive, and I'm an adrenaline junkie when it comes to that.
Well, there's a great racetrack not far from you in Joliet. I'm sure you'll be hitting that when you make that cross-country jaunt. But Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, the Rialto Square Theater, Joliet, Monday, December 3rd. And I also understand you're at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, which is real close to us, on December 7th. Jason Bonham, real fun talking to you, man.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. As I said, this is the band I play with when I'm not working. When I'm working, I'm with Mr. Hager and Mr. Anthony and the band The Circle.
All right.
We have a new album coming out in January. So keep your eyes open for that too.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar's one of my favorite guys. Great talking to you, Jason. Enjoy the shows, and happy holidays to you. And we'll see you when you get to Chicago.
Thank you very much. See you then.